Hey, great friends. What's going on? Get ready, Alex, because here comes the look up in the upper right-hand corner. There it is. Today is April 14th, 2022. Glad to have everybody here with us. Want to mention some of our sponsors here in the pre-roll of the podcast. And listen, today's an exciting day, right? Padres home opener. A lot of good sports stories to discuss. And we actually have a shortened show today. I'll talk about that here in a minute. So let me start off by saying this. Shout out to 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. I just saw myself on camera. Itch my lip. And then touch my forehead. I look like I'm giving you signs here. You know, like I'm telling you to steal right here. All right. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Love these guys. Somebody hit me up the other day with it was Bernard Thompson who said, hey, when are we going to do a great friends get together? And then it was Joe Rigby yesterday during the YouTube chat that said, I love the idea of 7 Mile Casino. Me too. I think 7 Mile Casino is a really great idea. Although I am about to book a great friend's lunch. I'll explain more later on. 7 Mile Casino is the place, though. Let's go down there. Let's hang out at Sammy's restaurant and bar. Let's go play blackjack and poker in a completely smoke-free environment just 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. Be ready. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it really soon. Okay, 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. Shout out to our friends from Ride One Up e-bikes, rideoneup.co/greatfriends, rideoneup.co/greatfriends. Now, we were promoting this contest where they're going to give away a free e-bike, and all you had to do was go onto their Instagram and follow them, and then you needed to send them an email. I just wanted to let everybody know, if you did it, great, good for you. Because I talked to Daniel Urbino, their CEO, and he said, we got a lot of great friends that entered the contest. But the contest is closed now, and they will be announcing a winner shortly. As a matter of fact, I asked Daniel, how are you planning on doing that? In the short term, what I'd like to say to everybody is this. If you're thinking about an e-bike, like I got an email yesterday from Louis Zepeda, longtime great friend. He said, you know what? I'd like to ride it first and see if I really have use for it. How do I go about doing that? And I said, well, I'm going to hook you up, Louis, with Daniel. You're both great friends, and we'll see if we can't make a love connection here. If you're thinking about an e-bike, and I know a lot of people are because gas prices are ridiculous. It's a ton of fun. It's easy to get around town. You don't have to deal with parking. And it's just, again, more than anything, it's just fun. I mean, it's a form of exercise for sure, but it's just so freaking fun. Rideoneup.co/greatfriends. These are incredible e-bikes, top quality battery, braking system, frame, comfort. Everything is top notch, but the price tag is about half. That's because you're buying it online and it's being shipped and delivered to you. Rideoneup.co/greatfriends. If you're looking for an e-bike, this is the company to use. No question about it. Okay. Keep it on rolling. Our friends at Torrey Holistics. Hey, listen, today is the 14th. As I mentioned, Browner and Lawhead performing stand-up comedy on 420 and the rest of us kind of getting primed and ready to go on 420. Cause me, Alex and Browner will all be down there in the middle of the afternoon, probably from like 1 PM to 3 PM, somewhere in that neighborhood. We will be at Torrey Holistics that afternoon on 420, April 20th. So it's coming up next week, but in the short term, if you're looking to buy some stuff, whether that's on their website or in person, use our promo code 420, not the numbers, the words 420, and you're going to save 20% when you use our promo code. And while you're there, check out our friends from HVGC, Helmet Valley Growers Company, the Marine Special Operators who are now in the cannabis industry. You can read all about their cause at hvgcompany.com, hvgcompany.com, and ask for them by name when you go in to Torrey Holistics. And I'll make it quick, just last thing. These guys right here, Athletic Greens, I've really been hyping them up because I really want them to stay with the show, meaning the more we all buy together, the more they're going to stick around. If you go to athleticgreens.com/Kaplan, you're going to get the 1-year supply of their vitamin D droplets, and you're going to get the 5 free travel packs, and you're going to want to travel with this because I take it every day. And now my 15-year-old daughter, she asks me every day, hey, Dad, before she goes to school, is Athletic Greens on the menu this morning? I said, yeah, you want some? She goes, it gets me hyped. She was in a track meet yesterday and she took her Athletic Greens in the morning because she wanted to be hyped up for the track meet, which wasn't happening until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So athleticgreens.com/Kaplan. You'll get the free 1-year droplets of the vitamin D. You'll get the 5 free travel packs. And I'm telling you, this is an incredible product that is going to help you with energy, with sleep, with digestion, probiotics, the whole deal, man. You are going to love this product, athleticgreens.com/Kaplan. I'll tell you more about some of our great sponsors coming up as the show rolls on, but let's get rolling. Hey, great friends. What is going on? It is a Is today Thursday? Thursday afternoon. It is April 14th. No, I knew the date. I actually knew the date. I just wasn't sure of the day of the week. Okay. but today is opening day for the Padres. So I should know that. It's an opening series at Petco Park. And I also should know that Mackenzie Gore is scheduled to start on the home opener, which is on Friday. So I should have automatically known that today was Thursday. Today is Thursday. It is April 14th. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. And we come to you today from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. So, okay, let me just do a little bit of show business here. Fellas, if you could jump in, Grande, Brown Man, jump right in here. Alex, for the purposes of YouTube right now, three box us if you don't mind. Guys, today is Padres opening day. But as we broadcast on ESPN 1090 at this exact moment, we have a very short portion of radio airtime today. Because what Bill Hagan and I did was we put together a deal with the Ducks of Anaheim, who are on the same radio station as the Angels of Anaheim. But the Angels get first priority, so the Ducks need a place to play and to clear all their spots. So Bill and I did a deal with the Ducks to give them six radio games on 1090, three of which are on our time slot. So we did one on Tuesday. We're doing our second one here this afternoon, so a short period of time on radio for us. Then everybody who's listening on 1090 right now that doesn't have interest in Ducks hockey, just come to our YouTube channel. That's the simple answer here today. So Kaplan, when you feel like, dude, right, you're screwing me over. You're leaving me high and dry. I wanted to hang out with the guys. I wanted to get myself prepped up and ready to go for tonight's Padres home opener. I'll just say to everybody, if you're listening on 1090 right now, we will hand off to the Ducks in, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. And then you need to come to our YouTube channel, and that's where we can all hang out. Or, is that
because if you're looking for a replacement for audio, just go to Spotify, Apple, or Google, or Amazon Music, or whatever your preference is, even iHeart, and just search Kaplan and Crew, and just play us through there.
Right. If you want the audio only, and you don't need the video, then that's fine. Then just use all the audio podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, like Alex says, all the way down to iHeart. I don't even know how I got on iHeart. Yeah, please do. Please do. That would be helpful. That would be really lovely.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Oh, like, share, and subscribe.
That's right, sir.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, since we've only got the radio listeners here for the first 10 to 15 minutes, I do want to say things that we're going to get into today. Padres lose the series to the Giants, but of course tonight they're going to start a new series at home opener against the Braves. I wasn't planning on going to this game tonight. I was actually planning on going on Saturday, but I'm thinking that I'm going to get off the air early today as a result of all of this. And maybe I am going to head down to Petco Park. Alex, are you going tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to be there early and enjoy the festivities and walk around. And then I got a what's it called? Park in the Park pass. I don't even have a seat.
Yeah.
Because opening day for me is not about the game.
Yeah.
It's about everything else. So I'll be walking around, cruising Petco. So if you see me, I'll be wearing a brown hoodie like everybody else.
If you see me, because I look so different than everybody else. You know,
well, I'm the brown guy wearing a brown hoodie, which is like half the people there.
You know what we need to do, and I'm not going to sing it just so everybody knows, because I know I pissed everybody off yesterday, and one of my BFFs on this chat is Al Long, who was really mad at me because he said he had to use his mute button every time I used the Island Boy song. Maybe what we should do is make like Island Boy wigs, you know, and then
who make Island Boy wigs?
Maybe we should make Island Boy wigs.
When you say we, you mean all three of us?
I kind of mean you.
I mean, I'm out.
And then we can wear the Island Boy wigs. And then when Alex says, hey, when you see me down at Petco Park, you may not recognize him. He's wearing a brown hoodie. Mm-hmm. You got a beard.
He's wearing this brand new black hair. I'll be wearing this brand new.
Let me see what you got.
Just classic hat.
Oh, nice.
So there's the store. I forget the name, and I'm not trying to not promote them. There is a store in Chula Vista that does like custom hats that are like official. Mm-hmm. And there's one with the Tatis like Jumpman logo, you know, when he like jumps up for the ball, and it's in brown and it's a New Era hat. And I was contemplating going down there to buy that particular hat, but I can't support his behavior right now. So When he gets it, when he straightens up, then I'll go get that hat.
So
when he gets healthy, then yeah. You'll go get a Tatis hat.
When he gets healthy, stays healthy, and stays off motorcycles, and maybe, you know, starts accepting the magnitude of his decisions, I feel like a father right now. Then I will support him. Right now, I'm a little disappointed, so I can't support that.
When did you purchase the hat?
Yesterday.
So is the purchasing of the hat a sign of excitement?
No, it's I have lots of Padres hats.
From last season, from previous seasons, but you bought that particular hat for this season. Am I mistaken? Am I not following you correctly?
Every year I get a new hat. Actually, every year I get two hats.
Oh.
I get one to start the season. That one gets sweaty. I buy a second one post All-Star break. And the one after the All-Star break is the one I'm excited for.
Yeah, yeah, right. See, right for now he's just he's not excited.
This is why about I got this hat. The basic it's just brown, a old just a brown, cap. Yellow,
just a
brown,
hat. You know? Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting nothing about exciting. That one. Okay.
Right. Just I'm just checking in. I'm just checking in because you don't know unless you ask. That's what I'm asking.
Right. Hey, speaking of checking in, so look, again, I mentioned it before. We're going to hand off to the Ducks and radio listeners. We want you to come to our podcast. We want you to come to our YouTube channel. And we also want you to watch tonight on television. Again, I know there's a lot of competition. Padre game starts at like 5. We go on TV on Cox Your View at 7. By the way, guys, I had a great meeting with Cox this morning. They really, really want to start expanding what we do on the show.
Nice.
They actually want to do more. Not so much 2 hours, but what we do is we do have a 1 hour block on Cox, and really of the 1 hour block, 40 minutes of it is the show. And then there's 20 minutes of like filler stuff. Well, what they really want to do is they want to start filling the other 20 minutes with actual original content that's exclusive to Cox. So it's us and it's the show, but it's not something you hear on radio. It's not something you see on YouTube. It's not something you hear on podcasts. It's only on television. So we had a whole conversation about that this morning. So things are in motion for sure. But because we only have a short period of time on radio, work. I want to say, well, I'm not so sure how much extra work it's going to be. We'll talk about that.
I know.
But because I even said to them, I go, hey, guys, listen, if we're going to do this stuff, you guys have to do all the production work. Okay. You can't rely on us to do that stuff. So anyway, I want to say that tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, okay, is the first ever Kaplan and Crew iThrive MD Happy Hour IV Lounge. Now, we've done the IV lounges before where everybody comes in. This is in Mission Valley. They've got like these 8 really super comfortable recliner chairs. Dr. Maxey and then Dr. John, they deliver intravenous fluids into our arms. And a lot of you guys are probably listening going, what the hell are you guys talking about? Look, if you're trying to stay healthy, if you're trying to fight off infection, if you're trying to get more energy in your life, if you want to sleep better, if you want to help metabolize and lose weight, they have all these different mixtures. And rather than drinking them or eating them or taking them in vitamin form, you take them intravenously. It takes like 30 minutes. But the fun part of it is we're all there. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. We're laughing it up. We're doing social media posts, et cetera. And it's just a great time. So tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, is the Kaplan and Crew Happy Hour at iThrive MD. Here's how you get involved. And I know space is limited and I haven't spoken to Raquel Gay, DJ Gay's wife. I haven't spoken to her to see, are we sold out yet? But Browner's going to be there, right, Brown?
Absolutely, I'm going to be there. You know what time it is.
I do indeed. For those of you that are watching the YouTube show right now, we're showing you video. What?
That was me right there.
Yeah. And for those of you that are listening, we're just showing video right now. Everybody's sitting in the IV lounge. It's comfortable. It's clean. It's beautiful. And we're all taking our IVs. Tomorrow I'll be there. Browner will be there. And San Diego State fans, listen to me. DJ Gay will be our special guest at the IV lounge on Friday at 1 o'clock. So if you're a DJ Gay fan, if you want to talk about some San Diego State sports or hoops, DJ will be there getting an IV with us as well. 858-240-1497. 858-240-1497. Call iThrive and say, I want to be part of the Kaplan and Crew Happy Hour IV Lounge. Space is very limited, so it's a very exclusive group. It's not real expensive at all. It's very reasonable, and we'll all be down there tomorrow. So, Brown, I look forward to hanging with you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Give me that bag.
Yeah, let's have some fun tomorrow afternoon. All right, you want that bag, don't you?
Don't fumble it.
Don't fumble that bag, as the kids like to say.
Hey, so stories that I know that I'd like to get to today. The Padres, as they get ready to start the season, the aftermath of the accusations from the Giants coach towards the Padres coach about racial undertones and things that were said. There was an apology. There was like a press conference of sorts yesterday, and everybody seems to have worked things out. It was a little awkward, wasn't it? It was. Yeah. Definitely. So we'll play that for you. We'll have that coming up. Other stories, though, that I know I want to get into. This is a big debate, and I understand why it is, but what happened yesterday with the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw, you guys, this was happening. I mean, this game was played at like 10 a.m. Yeah, this game was played really early yesterday. But the aftermath of people's anger towards Dave Roberts and towards the Dodgers, and I guess in some ways, maybe even towards Clayton Kershaw, for pulling him after seven scoreless perfect innings. So I want to get into this story. I'm sure you guys probably have a strong opinion about that as well.
I have more interest in, to be totally honest with you, I know you're going to expand on everything today.
Yeah.
I really have a new favorite manager in baseball.
Who that?
Gabe Kapler. I think I like what his mentality is, because when he was speaking yesterday, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like everything he kept saying about unwritten rules. And if you don't like it, if I don't want you to bunt down the third baseline, then I'm going to have somebody there. You know what I mean? Like, I am of a proponent of pushing the game towards the way he sees it. Mm-hmm. And I like Bob Melvin, nothing against Bob Melvin. And like he said yesterday about this unwritten rule stuff, it's a difference of opinion, but everything that Gabe Kapler said, and we'll play it later, spot on for me, spot on.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about Gabe Kapler. And when I say Gabe Kapler, this is going back to the Padres versus the Giants. And when the Padres were getting smoked by the Giants, this is in game two on Tuesday night. Does that sound right? Today's Thursday. Yeah. Tuesday night. The Giants are still playing ball. You know, they're still dropping bunts. They're still stealing bases. They're still playing as if they don't have a 10-run lead. And I know that for some people in the old school mentality, they don't like that. What are you doing? Why are you stealing bases when you're up by 10? Why are you dropping bunts when you're up by 10?
Right.
Because we're still playing. We're playing till the end.
Every at-bat counts. Every at-bat counts against your batting average. As you're always taught from literally, don't give an at-bat away. So if you're in a major league and you're not some guy with a $200 million contract, I'm button. I got to get these numbers up. Just because you want to come out here and not be on top of your game, don't be mad at me because I'm on top of mine. I'm with Gabe Kapler too. If you don't like me doing it, stop me.
Yeah, yeah. What's with Browner today, Alex?
I don't know.
Is he so close to the mic or whatever? I don't know what his deal is
today.
Yeah, today you just don't sound like yourself.
What I sound like?
Like, you're so close to the microphone, you kind of sound like this.
Oh, that's what it is.
Very much so.
I heard it on the show yesterday when I was listening. I was like, what's wrong with my microphone?
You're a loud individual, and then when you get louder, and then you get closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Then you get all up in it like this right here.
Sound
you get
like
wait, yeah. Hey, Chuck.
See, then you knew he was going to do that.
Yeah. Well, a distorted check.
All right. I'm back.
So, all right. Thank you. Want to talk about the Padres Giants, the finale to that series, the opening game tonight against the Atlanta Braves. We'll get there as well. I want to talk about the Dodgers and the situation that happened yesterday with Clayton Kershaw and why people were, especially the old timers, why they were so upset at the Dodgers and Kershaw. We'll get to that as well. I did see, as we talked about this yesterday, that Derek Carr signed a new contract with the Raiders, that Baker Mayfield was on some guy's podcast. I don't know whose podcast it was. And he's talking about how disrespected he feels by the Cleveland Browns. So we'll get into a little bit of that coming up. And the highlight of the day is a little weird today. So, in fact, you know what we should do, Alex? We should do the highlight of the day here.
Highlight of the day. What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I just remember.
Yeah. So listen, let's do that. Let's do that here just to get started, because we're gonna do a whole bunch of sports stuff in a very compact space. So again, if you're a radio listener right now and you're on ESPN 1090 and you're cruising around, we will hand off to the Ducks at the end of this segment. And we want everybody who's listening on radio who still wants to hang with us, go to Apple, go to Spotify, go to iHeart, go to any of the audio podcast platforms. And for the heart and soul of what we do around here, all of the YouTube listeners and everybody who comments in the YouTube chat, We might have a whole bunch of new people visiting with us today because I think a lot of the 1090 radio listeners are going to come over to YouTube. I think that's what's going to happen.
Hey.
So, Alex, can we get to the highlight of the day, man, early in the show?
Yes, we can.
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
Highlight of the day is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. And if you don't know, just go to kaplanandcrew.com, click on the Torrey Holistics banner, and you'll get 20% off with the promo code 420 spelled out. So spell out 420, you get 20% off when you spend a minimum of $75. Today is Wednesday, which means it is
Thursday
is Thursday, which means it is Thursday.
and you criticize me from the very beginning of the show. You criticize me for not knowing the day.
I think yesterday I said it was Tincture Tuesday then, because it was today's Thirsty Thursday. 20% off Lyft, Wonder, PBR, Not Your Father's Root Beer, St. Des, and Can, all drinks 20% off on Thirsty Thursday. So go spend $75 for the promo code in 420, or if you just go, just show them the landing page, that works too, and you'll get 20% off on top of your entire purchase.
And for those of you who don't understand the language of landing page, listen to me, boomers. I mean, I know it is, but listen to me. All you got to do is go to kaplanandcrew.com, click on that link that says Torrey Holistics, and you can show it to them on your phone, 420. And then last thing about this is I just want to say shout out to our people from HVGC. These are guys that were Marine Special Operators. They say were, you know, they're retired now. Marine Special Operators in the Helmand Valley province of Afghanistan. They saw and did some gnarly stuff. Came home, they had a ton of PTSD issues. They're all popping pills, nothing's working. They got into the cannabis industry. It's turned into a great cause with the Battle Brothers Foundation. It's turned into an incredible product. And you can buy the HVGC products at Torrey Holistics. Ask for them by name and make sure you use our promo code 420 so you save 20%. All right, Grande, the highlight of the day, man, early in the show.
Accountability, boys. I've been saying it with the Lakers all season long. Accountability. Earlier this week, the Phillies player, Alec Bohm, who made three errors and the Philly scumbags were booing him like relentlessly. And he got caught saying, I effing hate this place. At the end of the game, post-game press conference, what did he say? Yeah, I said it. Okay, emotions got the best of me. It is what it is. Accountability. Yesterday, Miles Bridges got two T's in the fourth quarter of the Hornets blowout loss. And he got livid, bro. I'm telling you, livid. He got pissed. And he like stormed out of the court. And there was this one annoying dude, you know, giving it to him, not
he's standing up there.
Right.
He's in the stance and he's making this gesture with his hands. I don't, what do you call this gesture right here?
I'm yakking.
Right. And he's got these two hands up and he's like making this gesture at him as he's walking off the floor. And go ahead.
And he's got like his mask down to his chin and blah, blah, blah. And he's super annoying. Right. The guy like very, very annoying. Mm-hmm. Miles Bridges just lost it, grabbed his mouthpiece and chucked it at him, missed. And hit this young lady like many seats down who was just standing there, popped her in the chin. And she's just like, looked very confused. He owned it. Miles Bridges at the end of in his press conference, he just owned it.
Let my temper get the best of me. You know, that was definitely the wrong thing to do by throwing my mouthpiece. You know, I was aiming for the guy that was screaming at me. And it, you know what I'm saying, it hit a little girl. So that's definitely unacceptable on my part. And I take, you know, full responsibility. I'm ready for any consequence that the NBA gives me. But, yeah, that's on me. That's out of character for me. You know, you've been around me. You know, I don't act like that or never flash out like that. So that was definitely wrong, you know, a lot of emotions. And hopefully I could get in contact with the young girl and do – and, you know, sincerely apologize to her, you know, and do something nice for her.
Yeah. Like get her a clean mouthpiece, you know?
Yeah.
Like here's my new mouthpiece.
Young lady. By the way, young lady. Lesson number one.
Oh, wait, the guy who's going like this with the quack quack with his hands. Mm-hmm. Cracks me up when he sees the mouthpiece thrown. He's looking around. What the hell? What the hell's going on? And then he does. He actually wants to tee him up. What the hell? He's already been kicked out of the game. Tees.
Yeah.
What do you say, Brown?
Young lady, fall.
Yes.
Fall down.
Yes.
I don't know who soccer that man was next to you, but he should have been your. I hope he was your father, or your brother. Coach her to fall.
Right.
I mean, she's I'm going to grab your neck. You've been shot by a sniper. You are going down, and you going down hard. Okay? Right. You need to public sympathy.
A good old soccer flop.
Animal who just threw it all his might and just completely ruined your neck for the rest of your life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Good advice, Brown. Very good advice.
Bad advice. Good advice.
Right. She should have gone down to the ground. She could be claiming she had to go to the hospital. She has to leave on a stretcher with a neck brace because she took a mouthpiece to the neck.
Yep.
Yeah. 100-mile-an-hour fastball with a mouthpiece to the neck. You're down, girl. And now you're hurt bad. And now you got to sue everybody.
Can't feel nothing.
Yeah. So, all right, listen, radio listeners, we're handing off to Ducks Hockey. I know you guys don't love Ducks Hockey. It's okay. We are building a business here on the new radio station, good on 1090. Yeah, who are they playing?
The Lightning.
Okay, very good. All right, Ducks versus Lightning on 1090. Everybody else right now, no matter what you're doing, you're in your car, as long as you pull over, get to our YouTube channel or any of the audio podcast platforms. We're podcasting the rest of the way, and we're back tomorrow, radio listeners. All right, great friends. It's just us now, okay?
Hey.
It's just us. Now, I would normally say we could go back to podcasting where we curse and we, you know, we have freedom of language and so on and so forth. But I will remind everybody who's watching right now as we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, while we may not be on radio at this moment, tonight at 7 o'clock, we will be on TV. And if I start cursing and dropping F-bombs, that's going to mean Alex is going to have to do a ton of editing, which I don't want this kid to do because he's going to the Padre game tonight. So it's us. And I'm going to say to all the 1090 listeners, all the old schoolers who get in their car, turn on the radio and just want it to be made super easy for them. If you wanted to hang out with the show and you didn't want to listen to Ducks Hockey, we are glad you are here watching on YouTube, listening on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Amazon Music, iHeartMedia, any of the audio podcasting apps. We're glad you guys are here. And then tonight we're going to be on TV. And I understand that it's the Padres and it's the world champion Braves and it's the home opener and we're up against a lot of competition, but set your DVR so that you can record our show at night, 7 o'clock, Channel 4 San Diego. It's an amazing time of the evening, great channel position. And so make sure you're checking us out on Cox's Your View channel, Channel 4 San Diego, old school Channel 4 San Diego. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios along with Grande and the Brown Man. Fellas, abbreviated time today. So do you think we can get to a bunch of stories? What do you guys think?
Don't do it. Just go.
Just go. Okay. Starting with the Padres. Here we go. I'm starting with the Padres. The Padres lost 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants. And I'm not getting excited. I'm not getting upset. They won 3 out of 4 against Arizona. Arizona's not real good. They lost 2 out of 3 to San Francisco. Based on last year, San Francisco is really good. Although most people don't think they're going to be anywhere near what they were a year ago. But they did lose 2 out of 3. So you beat a team that's no good. You lose to a team that is considered good, and the Padres come home and they'll take on the Atlanta Braves, the defending world champions, who Browner said yesterday is not some juggernaut that he is fearful of. But we've seen them play well against a bad team and play not as well against what is considered to be a good team. Not going to get excited, but I'll say it to you guys this way. Anybody care? It's so early. Anybody really care? Is anybody worried at all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
No, genuinely, this is not a new concern, guys. I've been saying it since last season. This offense is problematic without Fernando Tatis Jr. It's just that simple. They have no power bats outside of Manny Machado, and he is a notoriously slow starter. Notoriously. Luke Voit is a walk machine right now, but he looks like he can hit home runs, but I haven't seen one yet. I just take away Jurickson Profar's amazing series with the Diamondbacks, and what are we at? I think that is a recurring issue. It's not a new issue. It's nothing I'm panicking about. But when you say, am I concerned? Yeah, I'm very concerned about this lineup. I don't see a strong, capable lineup that's going to produce 5 to 6, 7 runs a game. I just don't see it, especially when facing pitching like they faced yesterday and they're facing tonight. I just don't see it.
Put it up on the screen for everybody, Alex. The struggling when it counts slide that we've built for everybody here. Taking a look through the first 7 games of the season, and we're talking about 7 of 162. So, Browner, I want you to know I'm not getting excited. You hear me? I'm not. Listen to me. I'm talking like I'm calling a golf event right now. I am not getting excited. I am not getting upset. But go ahead, Grande. Take us through what we got here so far.
This is the gist of it all is the runners in scoring position. That's a problem. The Padres are getting hits. They are. They're just not scoring runs where it matters. The team average with runners in scoring position is 196, which is 28th in all of baseball.
Okay. Home runs, 4 so far. That's 26th in Major League Baseball.
Strike out an absurd amount of times.
Yeah, they've got second
strikeouts. If I'm reading this correctly, they've got the 9th most runs in baseball. Is this correct?
Yeah, because they scored like 10 in one game.
Yeah. Hey, listen, they've got 4 home runs.
The Giants go like 12 in one game.
13.
So, but I mean, if you're 9th, like that's top 10.
If you're 9th, that's top 10.
I'm not going to argue with you about the fact.
Brown facts.
I think the reason why I put it there, though, is you score 1 yesterday. You score how many the day before? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's great to get them in bunches, but if you're not going to score every game.
How about home runs? Home runs, they've got 4. Did you guys see yesterday the Yankees were playing against the Blue Jays and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had 3 home runs in the game, including a 3rd bomb where he'd already gotten like clipped on the hand and his hand was all bloody because there was a play at first and he got stepped on by a cleat and he still hit this monster bomb. 3 home runs for Vladdy Jr. yesterday against the Yankees. The Padres have 4 so far on the season.
Browner, I'm not going to argue with you about the first 7 games. Like, I'm not going to overreact.
Me neither. I'm not.
I'm saying
what you're doing.
Right. I'm saying going forward, the hitting with runners in scoring position was a problem last year. Hitting with runners in scoring position has been a problem so far early this year. But my general statement is, I think this lineup is incredibly flawed when Tatis is not in. I think Tatis covers a lot of its issues when he's here. When he's not there, that lineup is not impressive to me outside of Manny Machado and Jake Cronenworth. Like, Will Myers is no bueno. Profar had a good series, but are you going to trust Jurickson Profar and Matt Beatty to lead you for 162? Likely not. Grisham is serviceable. Eric Hosmer, every single ball I've seen, even though he has a lot of hits, they're all on the ground from Eric Hosmer. Kim and Abrams can't hit yet. And the catcher position, it just depends who's catching. Like, I just don't. There's holes, dude. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not arguing against that there are not holes, because I agree with you. There are holes in this lineup. But I don't need Jurickson Profar to do this for 162 games. I need you to give me 30. And if that 30 is the first 30 of the season, I'll take it, because, like you said, Manny's a notorious slow starter. So once we get to the point where Manny can heat up, other guys can heat up again. A lot of these guys didn't pick up bats or baseballs because of the lockout.
No, like, come on.
No, that was just Clayton Kershaw. Guys, that was just Clayton Kershaw.
These guys, what, these guys didn't work out?
If you didn't pick up a bat during the lockout, then you
come on, dude.
That's a big problem.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Proof Tatis didn't. We got proof he didn't.
Right, and that's a problem.
Well, that's Tatis.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not the only one. If you talk to a lot of these guys with the shorter spring training, a lot of them weren't even prepared for spring training when they arrived in it. And we always know pitching is ahead of hitting. So it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute. Now, again, last year this team did have issues with what you're saying. So I'm aware of that, but I'm not hitting any caution buttons about it. They lost 2-1. The guy did a great performance.
Yeah. All right, look.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the first 7 games. Scott asked, right, is there anything to worry about? That's my answer. Yeah.
Let's keep rolling. We got a lot of stuff we want to get to. A lot of stuff here in a very short amount of time. Now, just to finish off this Padres-Giants series, one of the controversies of the series was that the accusation from the Giants, one of the Giants coaches, their first base coach, against the Padres' third base coach. The Padres' third base coach said, keep this mother effer down or keep him in line or something like that. And the dude controlled from the Giants, control him. He happens to be not African-American, because I think he's Caribbean. He's from the Caribbean. So he's a black dude. And he took the way it was said as racist, you know? And so it turned into, that's how we had the first female ever on first base and in uniform for the Giants in a Major League Baseball game. Well, everybody wanted to try and work this out. No white guy in America wants to be called a racist, especially if they're not, you know? And so both sides seemed to work it out. And there was this kind of weird, uncomfortable, impromptu press conference that happened on the field yesterday before the game. Alex, let's take a listen to what took place.
Let's see. My I would say let's go with the Giants coach first, and then we'll go to Mike Schilt after that.
You know, Schilt and I had an opportunity to talk this morning and kind of revisit some of the instances from last night. And, you know, I just kind of like, you know, after we kind of discussed this, make it very clear that in no way did I believe that Schilt is a racist. What I was trying to do is just bring awareness to how words impact certain communities, even though that they might not have ill intent. And it's just that helping us to be more aware of what those things mean when we do share them. And I think, you know, Schilt has some words to speak on that. So.
All right. So first, this guy, I don't know what he's talking about. Seriously, like words have meaning and you know, I wanted to point this out and I wanted to bring awareness. Okay.
To me, it looked like he got forced into saying, I don't think this dude's a racist. Let's move on.
I would think that, you know, a guy like Bob Melvin talks to a guy like Gabe Kaplan and goes, bro, I got a guy here. He's not a racist. All he did was talk some smack to you guys. And now I got a guy on my club. I got to deal with this controversy. Come on, man. Really? What do you think, Browner? You're making eyes.
I'm annoyed by this. I'm completely annoyed by this. This is unnecessary. So you push these two guys out here. You put microphones in their face to give some form of apology that, and quite frankly, just isn't necessary. Like every person's racial meter goes off in different times and terms. So now is it that black people can't say certain things because it'd be deemed as racist towards white people? Now, will we have to be forced to apologize to this white guy because he felt like we said something racist to him? Like,
yes, people. Yes, I want an apology from you. Yes, I want an apology for all the racist things you say about me.
I think that's what people want nowadays.
Don't hold your water.
People want apologies as empty as they may be.
For what?
For everything. And I'm not talking about this specifically. For everything. If someone says something publicly, people wanted Will Smith to apologize immediately. And as big or small as you thought that was, everybody wants an apology immediately. Release a statement and apologize.
There's a difference between, and I understand that you're not saying it is Will Smith. There's a difference between a physical altercation and somebody saying, keep that guy under control. He didn't say keep that N-word under control. He didn't say keep that black MF under control. He said, get that guy under control.
Yeah.
Like, so if man to man, athlete to athlete in an alpha situation, that's how dudes are going to talk.
It's just
like, I've been in
locker rooms for Mike Schilt.
Yeah.
Damage control for Mike Schilt.
Wait. Can you just say it again? Because just say that one more time, Alex. What did you say?
This looked like damage control for Mike Schilt. That's it.
Yeah. Right. I agree. Right. It does look like damage control. But I also think that what Browner is saying is right. That in competition, guys are going to talk smack to each other. He didn't call him the N-word. He didn't use a racial term. But the tone made the black coach from the Giants feel like what he was saying control that mother effer, the way he received it was, you're talking about enslaving me because I'm a black man.
Controlling.
And he said
me.
That. That's not my words.
And so to him, that's your thing to sit with because that's how you took it. Again, there were no racial words used. And so the tone upset you. So I'm not going to apologize because my tone upset you. If people who I know on the Padres staff or locker room and dugout who I was looking for, that guy knows who I am. I don't need to explain myself to you, little guy who comes from who knows where, because I don't know you. Who is this guy? And that's where it came from. Who are you?
Well, control this guy. That's why now he calls him Schilty, like as if they're BFFs, you know, like as their old baseball buds.
Right.
Play what Schilt, the Padres third base coach, said through all this.
Well, I'm grateful for Antoine clearing that up. You know, it was clearly misinterpreted. And I think he knows this. And, you know, my value as a human is to love people. And that's exactly what I represent. So I appreciate him clearing that up for myself and my family, because it's really important that that is clear.
Yeah, of course it's important for me and my family. I don't need to be known as a racist, and I don't need my kids in school. I mean, I don't know what his deal is, but I just don't need the word racist.
There's also a guy that's trying to be a head coach next season as well. You know, Bob Melvin has said, like, hey, this guy's going to be on our third base for this year and this year only. Like, he's going to be a head coach again. So I guarantee you, yes, Scott, it's not just my family and dealing with this. It's like, hey, I'm trying to get another job again.
Right. I want to manage a team again here.
Right.
And to be a manager, you can't be known as a racist. Right. You know, you're by putting that label on him, it could be insanely, insanely damaging. All right, keep it on, though. It is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. We come to you guys from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. Give me 1 minute to send a couple of shout-outs. I want to shout-out Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. Anything you need in real estate. If you're looking to buy a house, which in this crazy market, who the hell knows? If you're looking to sell a house because you could just bank a ton of money right now, if you're thinking about refinancing or positioning yourself to go out and look, Gary Cooper is the guy that can help you with the lending side and with the real estate side. 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. And one other shout out for you real quick. I want to shout out West Coast BBQ Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. And I want to invite everybody to mark your calendar, please. June 12th is Egg Fest. This is where Brian Bushfield takes over the parking lot down at 2330 Proctor Valley Road in Chula Vista, takes over the parking lot, takes all these big green eggs, puts them outside, builds like a tent city almost, music and food and chefs, and it's an awesome event. But here's the thing. If you go to westcoastbbqshop.com, when you're buying your Egg Fest tickets, if you put in this code, Kaplan5, K-A-P-L-A-N, K-A-P-L-A-N, that's my last name, Kaplan5, you're going to save $5 off your purchase of tickets to Egg Fest. I'll be there. Grande will be there. Browner will be there. Browner, be on the lookout. I think Bert Grossman wants to come. He likes to come every year. And I don't know if there's going to be some brotherly love there or not. But all I'm saying is this, westcoastbbqshop.com. It is Egg Fest. It's coming in June. Mark your calendar. Buy your tickets right now at westcoastbbqshop.com. Use our promo code Kaplan5. And you're saving $5. Okay. All right. There you go. Continuing on, just to finish off this Padres Giants series as people are going down towards the game and they're kind of getting ready for it. Alex, you said you love Gabe Kapler.
Yes.
A lot of people were asking Gabe Kapler and Bob Melvin about what I'll call a mini early season baseball controversy where one team is up big and they're still playing. God, what a terrible concept. How could you still be trying when you're up by 10 runs? Here's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. Here were his thoughts. Well, or maybe you want to set it up even more.
No, it's perfect. I mean, you set it up perfect. Here's his thoughts.
Everybody is competing on a Major League Baseball field. Doesn't make any sense to have one part of the field stop competing and the other part of the field keep competing. I can't think of a reason why that makes sense. Pitcher on the mound is trying to get you out. Batter at the plate stops competing with all of the tools at his disposal. I've never quite understood it. I don't understand it now. And I don't think that the best way to play this game is to take away any of your tools to be successful on a Major League Baseball field. Like, what's the threshold? One team thinks it's 8 runs in the 6th inning. Another team thinks you just keep going after it as long as you're early in the game. But there's no real, cutoff point. That's a tough place to be. I don't think that there should be any of that, personally, clearly. But at the same time, I understand that we all have different opinions and vantage points on this. And those, it's okay. We don't have to see this the same way. What we've always said as a club and what we'll maintain is if we don't want a team to bunt, we will defend the bunt. If we don't want a team to steal, we will defend the steal. If we don't want a team to swing 3-0 late in the game, we'll throw a ball, right? So we have so much control on our side that we don't have to worry about what other teams decide to do or decide not to do.
I'll tell you this right now. Last year, or was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think
it was 2 years ago. Yeah. When Tatis hit a grand slam on a 3-0 pitch and the Padres essentially, and it was more Jace Tingler, was apologizing to his buddies across the way over at the Texas Rangers. I was like, dude, how dare you? In other words, what I mean by that is, look, there may not be a clock in baseball, but they tell you when the game starts and they tell you when the game ends. You play to win the game. you play till the very end. The other night, the Dodgers were playing the Twins, and there was a big, long rain delay. And the Dodgers were up, I want to say, like 7-1 when the rain delay returned. And when they got back up, it's not like the Dodgers were like, let's just get out of here. I'm going to stand here and watch this ball go by. I'm going to strike out so we can hustle this game up. You still had guys getting hits late in the game because they're putting out their effort. If I put my uniform on and I put a bat on and I put a helmet on and I go to the plate and he's pitching to me, I'm trying to hit. I don't care what inning it is, you know?
If you're going to have unwritten rules to this nature, then there needs to be a mercy rule to avoid all this. If you're down 10-0, the game's over. You're down 10-2 in the fifth inning, the game's over. Like, start talking it up. Start talking it up or take the shift out. Like, there's ways that these unwritten rules can be addressed.
Yeah.
If you're getting never pumped in a game.
Yeah. I think
we'll never do a mercy rule.
I think the fact that it's unwritten, he said it great. Like, so what's the cutoff point?
Yeah, like what's the threshold?
So what's the threshold here? Like, when do we celebrate your home runs? Get pissed off when you're mad. Keep hitting, keep swinging, win the game. Or like Browner said, implement a damn mercy rule. Like, it's Little League after the seventh.
And the problem with a mercy rule is that if you're the owners, and let's say the game is 10-0 after the fourth inning, right? And then I can't sell beer and I can't sell hot dogs. Can't sell pizza.
And you cut the beer off anyways.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like that's you got to think from the owner's perspective, which is
it'll never happen.
If I'm the owner, it'll never happen.
If I'm the owner, I'm mad at my guys. Yeah. I'm mad at my guys for getting the doors blown off of them at home.
Penalize him the contract. You know, every mercy rule, dock 0.5% of your paycheck.
Yeah, sure. The players will go for that, right? All right, listen, we got a lot more we want to get to. Clayton Kershaw goes 7 innings perfect and gets yanked by Dave Roberts, and baseball blows up with anger. We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. And listen, shortened show, but we'll see how much we can squeeze in. We'll all find out together next. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Stick around. All right, great friends. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Today being Thursday, April 14th, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, for those of you that are listening on audio podcasts, and for those of you that are catching up to us tonight on television on Channel 4 San Diego, no radio today. No radio. We handed off to the Ducks. They took the airwaves. They're paying the radio station. The radio station is, you know, what are we? How many years have we been on the air now? Back on the air. Are we 2 years back on the air? August of 2020?
Year and a half.
Yeah. So listen, when you're hustling and you're trying to make money, and you're trying to run a biz, believe me when I tell you that when the Ducks made an offer to us and said, you know, we'll pay you this much money, and we found out that it was Tuesday, Thursday, and there's a Friday, and it was going to take us off the air, we're like, that's not enough money. So they are paying the radio station. Not that everybody needs to know everybody's individual business, but I'm just telling you, there's a financial reason for why we're not on the radio this afternoon. That all being said, with Grande and the Brown Man, we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. We were talking about the Padres and losing 2 out of 3 to the Giants and starting tonight against Atlanta. We haven't really talked about it because this happened early in the day yesterday. You guys see what happened with Clayton Kershaw? He went 7 scoreless, perfect innings for the Dodgers in their win yesterday against the Minnesota Twins. And Dave Roberts pulled him after the 7 innings. And when I saw it happening, because I had the game on my computer on over here, when I saw it happening, I'm like, What are you doing? You can't pull a guy after 7 perfect innings. But then I realized, wait a second, hold on. Guy's pitched 80 pitches. It's his first start of the season. He's chronically injured, and you want him for the rest of the year, not just for right now. So I really felt like there's the emotional, selfish fan side that says, I want to see Clayton Kershaw have a chance to finish off a perfect game. And then there's the rational, smart team decision, which is, we need this guy long-term. We can't take a risk of getting him hurt this early in the season by over-pitching him. So everybody's been involved in this debate. I saw Reggie Jackson yesterday, Mr. October, not the basketball player, the real Reggie Jackson. I saw Reggie Jackson go, what are you doing? You don't pull a guy. What do you mean the who?
The basketball player?
No. I just said Mr. October, the real Reggie Jackson.
Okay.
Well, hold on. What does that look? What's the deal?
Has Reggie Jackson of the Clippers earned that byline? that when you say Reggie Jackson, that now people assume
do you
you're
not know
about
who
me.
Reggie Jackson is? Are you doing? What are you doing? Are you joking?
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Wait,
are you serious right now?
What are you doing right now?
No, I'm talking about. You're talking about. I know who you're talking about. The baseball player,
right? Reggie Jackson, Mr. October,
yeah, right. And you're talking, and then you reference it by saying not the basketball player,
right?
Right.
Who's he play for?
Who's who play for?
Would you, what?
The basketball player.
Reggie Jackson? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you say that Reggie Jackson had a thought about a baseball story,
mm-hmm.
but you have now given the respect to Reggie Jackson of the Clippers that you have to add the byline, not the basketball player?
All right.
I don't think anybody in the face of the planet ever thought you were referencing the Clippers basketball player.
But I got to remember who my audience is here, okay? I got Mr. Basketball over here. Browner.
Don't you blame me.
I know I confused you. I know I confused you guys, but your byline was like,
yes, you confused me.
Wow. Reggie Jackson of the Clippers now needs to be referenced by Reggie Jackson. Mr. October is Mr. October. You don't need to say the other red. No one ever thought that.
I think you need to give me.
Sorry to totally sidetrack.
That's all right. I think you need to give me a little bit of credit here.
Okay. LA Cap, I'm sorry.
I think you need to give me a little bit of credit here. For a guy who 3 years ago, when you were forever telling me, you got to get into the NBA. You got to get, it's right. So good. It's so dramatic. There's so much infighting amongst the players. There's so much crap talking amongst the players. The fact that I even know that there is a basketball player named Reggie Jackson.
Right.
You should be giving me credit for that.
Yes, I am. I think that now you think too much about basketball. The fact that you even said that.
All right. Let me start over. Reggie Jackson, Sorry. Mr. October. If you
blame me for blowing up the show.
Yeah. The heroic Yankee hitter, that Reggie Jackson, not the nobody Reggie Jackson basketball player. Reggie Jackson, the baseball player, is like, yo, get out of the way, non-baseball people. Okay. You don't have a guy go 7 perfect innings and take him out of a game. Non-baseball people, get out of the way. This is Reggie Jackson saying this. And I'm like, hey, Mr. October. Huge fan. Love you. But the fact is, Dave Roberts is a baseball man. This is, I don't believe that this is Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers front office saying, get him out. Get him out. In fact, Alex, do you have Clayton Kershaw after the game? Well, first of all, put it up on the screen, what exactly he accomplished here. Because I saw Jeff Passan of ESPN say, look, there's been like 25,000 baseball games played. There's been like 23 perfect games in the history of baseball. You don't pull a guy. Here he is, 7 innings, no hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts on 80 pitches. Clayton Kershaw, after the game, asked about being pulled in the middle of a perfect game. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I feel bad for Barnsey. You know, Barnsey did such a great job, and it's fun to get to catch one of those. And so I wanted to do it with Barnsey. You know, it'd be special. But at the end of the day, those are individual things. Those are selfish goals, and we're trying to win. You know, and that's really all we're here for. And as much as I would have wanted to do it, I've thrown 75 pitches in a sim game. You know, and I hadn't gone 6 innings, let alone 7, and sure, I would have loved to have do it, but you know, maybe we'll get another chance. Who knows?
In the moment, can you reconcile all of that?
Yeah.
There was no part of you that wanted to fight to stay in or anything?
I mean, I would have loved to have stayed, but bigger things, man, bigger things.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. To the words he uses, though, selfish, you know? He says, hey, that's a selfish goal. I mean, this is my opinion. My first reaction was, what are you doing? You don't pull a guy after 7 innings of perfect baseball. You let him try and finish it off. But then you hear Kershaw and he's like, dude, I pitched 1 simulated game, 75 pitches. I made it through 6 innings. I haven't made it through 7 innings. I've already pitched more pitches. Look, all I'm saying is you're taking a major risk of getting this guy hurt. So I'll throw it to you guys. Did Dave Roberts do the right thing? Or did Dave Roberts do the wrong thing? Because the old school baseball people and baseball reporters who are, you know, who understand the magnitude and the possibility of a perfect game, everybody thought Dave Roberts did the wrong thing. What do you guys think?
He wanted to come out. Like, he was asked, there was another portion of this press conference where he said that the last 2 innings or the last 10 sliders he threw, they were losing steam. They weren't the same. So he was just kind of losing it at the point in the game. So he wanted to come out. So it wasn't like, again, he didn't say he said he wanted to, but he didn't fight to stay in. And he said that he was losing fire on his pitches. So who are we to tell this guy what he should do with his arm? Like, who cares? The guy's got a history of injury, and the Dodgers are being, I don't know, thrown about as their everyday lineup, again, being one of the best lineups ever. So they have World Series goals in mind. I take the same approach to this as I did when the Padres took out two guys who had no hitters. Initially, I was like, what are they doing? But I was like, bigger goals. The road is longer here. So we got to focus on what goes down at the end of the year as opposed to what goes down now. So I don't feel different about this either.
All right. I feel an opposing viewpoint coming here. What's going on, Alex?
Not opposing. Maybe opposing. Here's the thing. There's two people to blame. Dave Roberts is not one of them. There's two people to blame. A, Rob Manfred, and B, Clayton Kershaw himself. A, because the lockout and pitchers get thrown off more than anybody. The fact that there was no baseball for 3 months. The pitchers are like the most fragile players in all of sports. Like, honestly, like Mike Clevenger had sore knees because he hadn't thrown a ball during the whole lockout. So A, Rob Manfred. B, Clayton Kershaw for not picking up a ball during the lockout. Like, that's your own fault. So Browner was saying, like, these guys didn't even pick up a bat. Like, whose fault is that? Nobody told you. A lockout doesn't mean you can't play baseball. Blame it on me not picking up baseball until January. I think Dave Roberts had nothing to do. I mean, when your pitcher's like, yeah, it was time, then what are we getting mad about?
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Browner, when the pitcher himself said, quote, I didn't have the bite, it was time.
Yeah. I think Browner brings up a really good point, though, that I hadn't thought about, at least from a Padre perspective. Look, Yu Darvish had a no-hitter going through six. They pulled him. Sean Manaea had a no-hitter going through seven. They pulled him, too. And so why would you take a risk this early in the season for what is an individual honor? Now, look, if Clayton Kershaw really felt good about going back out there, he would have said to Dave Roberts, you know what? I got plenty left in the tank. This is no sweat at all. I'm cruising, man. And Dave Roberts had a quote yesterday where he said, I went up to talk to Kershaw, and he's a player who has earned the right to have the discussion with the manager about what it is that he wants to do. And I mean, it was pretty obvious to Dave that the smartest thing for him to do for the player and for the team and for the team goals was to get him out of there. So
it's also very arrogant of everybody to think that he was going to throw a perfect
game. Yeah, right. That's another thing.
You know what I mean? Like
as if it was guaranteed. Giant,
right. Like the giant assumption that he was going to go get six more perfect outs, you know?
Yeah.
Like everybody's just assuming that, hey, but I think everybody, here's the bigger thing. Everybody wants to see it happen.
Right. Well, that's That's why it's selfish. When you're in the moment. It's a selfish thing for fans. I get that.
Right. And like Jeff Passan said, there hasn't been one. Well, I don't know if he said it, but there hasn't been one since 2012. There's only been 23 in the history of baseball. So it's not a no hitter. I think Kershaw has or two of those already.
Yeah, he has a no hitter.
So I think the Dodgers got like 20 of them. So it's not a no hitter. It's a perfect game.
Yeah.
Which is why I think there was outrage. But it's very, very presumptive of everybody.
Yeah, right. Huh? Like the assumption. But I'm not sure everybody thought that he was 100% going to get it as much as he at least should have the right to go try.
Right.
So if he gave how many up times a walk, you see just taking him out.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Sean Manaea last year against the Padres had six perfect innings. Nobody was assuming he was going to go three more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you never know. I think that's why if it were up to me, and I know Kershaw said, hey, it's time. But like, hey, come on, go out there and give it a shot.
The problem is, again, it's Kershaw who's always hurt, especially last year at the end of the year when the Dodgers really needed him and they didn't have him. And so you're taking a risk, you know, and I thought Kershaw came off as being a great team guy by saying, hey, that's a selfish thing. It's an individual honor and we have bigger team goals. So let me just show you a poll. There's a website called DodgerBlue.com and they posted a sided debate on their homepage. And here it is on the right side of the page. What do you think about Clayton Kershaw being removed from a perfect game? Alex, I can't see the results from where I am, but can you tell us?
55% say right decision.
How about that? Isn't that amazing? You have all these Dodger fans going to a Dodger website, and 55% of Dodger fans believe that the Dodgers, Kershaw, Roberts, everybody did the right thing. How about that?
Yeah, because the Dodger fans know they ain't got no pitching
this year. That's just it. I mean, when you just saw what happened in Julio Urias's second start of the season, where he didn't even make it through two innings. Maybe he did make it through two innings, but his first start was as bad as Yu Darvish's second start.
Happens.
Yeah. So, all right, let me keep rolling here. It's Kaplan and crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. A reminder, everybody who's watching on television, a reminder for everybody that's listening on audio podcast. And I specifically want to invite everybody that's in our YouTube channel right now. Tomorrow, me and Browner and San Diego State basketball legend, DJ Gay, the three of us will be at iThrive MD in Mission Valley from 1 p.m. till about 2:30 p.m. We're having our first ever iThrive Kaplan and crew, great friends, happy hour, IV Lounge. So, Browner, have you decided what you're taking tomorrow?
Who's bringing the boost?
I'm going with the energy boost. I've been two energy boosts, and I felt great. So I don't want to rock the boat. My body has responded very well to this energy boost. So therefore, I cannot, I'm a creature of habit. I got to keep doing the same thing over and over. So I got to keep going with the energy.
I am, I'm going to hit this tomorrow. I'm going to say to Dr. Max, say, I want you to put in the weight loss for kickstarting my metabolism. I want you to put in the immune boost because I'm always concerned about making sure that in this world, I had this like bad dream the other night that I got COVID and somebody asked me, they said, how'd you get COVID? And I said, living the life of ignoring COVID. That's how I got it. Like that was my dream, you know?
Was the dream when you actually got COVID or that you got COVID again in the dream?
No, I got COVID like now. You know, and somebody said to me, like, dude, haven't you had COVID before? I said, dude, I've had it. I've been vaccinated twice and boosted. And somebody said, well, how the hell did you get COVID? And I said, by living a life of ignoring COVID. So what I'm saying to you is that when I go to iThrive tomorrow, I want the immune boost, I want the weight loss, and I want the energy boost. I want all three of those things in my bag, and then I'm taking it down. And I'm going to just get hydrated and feel energized for the upcoming weekend, which is going to be a great weekend because you got the Padres and the Braves all weekend. I'm going to go to the game on Saturday. And then you got Passover this weekend. You got Easter this weekend. I'm going to literally go from eating matzo balls on Saturday to like a honey baked ham on Sunday.
I'm going to the game on Saturday too.
I'll meet you there, dog. You going solo or are you taking a little baby or who are we taking on Saturday?
We'll see how the day goes. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Because I was going to say, if you want to go, I have a ticket for you if you want to go. And I'm connecting with Dale the Budman, Gary from Ego Trip, Big J.
Wait a minute. Time out. This is how you got COVID last year.
Yes. This is how I got COVID last year. But I want to say something. I think I had COVID before I went to the game. I was lucky that I didn't give it to anybody because that day at the game, I remember I was coughing and I was like, this isn't COVID. This is just me. I'm coughing. Maybe I went to Torrey Holistics too many times. And then I had COVID after that. Yeah, it's true. But I didn't get it at the game. I brought it to the game.
So hey, you want to turn your mic on? How about that? That'd be nice.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. No, the other guy.
Oh, Grande?
Yeah. You want to turn your mic on, bro? I mean, this is a talk show. We're talking. I can't
really
hear you.
Does he need a yellow card?
No. Since the yellow card doesn't work. So yeah, we can't hear you.
No,
you're saying great things though. I believe you're saying great things. You're so insightful.
No, his mic is on. His mic is on.
We're all having mic problems today.
I guess so. Hold on. Time out, everybody. Yo, Alex, we get you back or what? You good?
Yeah, I'm here. I was trying to tell you guys about Saturday, but nobody
heard me. What about Saturday? What about it?
I was going to take you up on that offer for the ticket because.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because I'm getting a ticket.
I'm getting kicked out of my house on Saturday by my fiance.
What does that mean?
She's having a whole like girls' day at the house, and she's like, "You gotta go.
Okay.
Like, you gotta go somewhere, and don't come back till like midnight."
Okay. All right. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do.
So we're all going to the game Saturday.
Yeah. Now, Browner, do you already have tickets Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Saturday, Alex, I'm going to come down to North Park. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go to the game early because they like to do a little bit of pregame partying, Dale and the whole crew. And then Browner will connect with you at Petco Park on Saturday as well. And then Grande, I'm actually going to leave you at Petco Park and I'm going to head back north because then I got to go get Rachel because then Rachel and I are driving to Temecula because we're going to Avery Martinez's house for a Pesach Seder. Okay.
So my ride is dropping me off and leaving me rideless.
No. Your ride is picking you up, hanging out with you, having a couple of beers, handing you off to the great friends, and then I'm leaving you. But
Do you have two tickets?
Yeah.
You have two?
Yeah. Me and you.
Oh, okay. Anybody got an extra?
Why? Who you want to go with?
Well, if you're going to leave me,
yeah,
come home with somebody.
Like Browner.
Browner's
got a whole four pack. He's busy. He's got his own crew.
Oh, you do, Brown?
I might roll with three deep.
Dude, so take an Uber, dog.
Yeah, I will. Maybe.
I'll give you a ride home. Now, don't worry about it. I'll give you a ride home.
All right, there we go. All right, so now that we've worked out our plans. Hey, listen, because we have an abbreviated broadcast today, we're not on radio. The Ducks took over on radio. We are on television. We are on audio podcasts. Of course, we're on YouTube. I want to say another story I'd like to get to before we roll out of here today. Did you guys see this podcast that Baker Mayfield was on where he's sitting on his couch at his house? His dog is like completely distracting me because all I'm doing is looking at his dog who's laying on the couch next to him who just wants his belly rubbed. And Baker Mayfield feels so disrespected. This guy, I just don't understand. He should be looking in the mirror and saying, here was my mistake. My mistake was I was too much of a warrior last year and I played through injury and it completely hurt me and it hurt the team. Had I sat out and not played, I might be going back to the Browns this year. But because I played through injury, which was a big mistake by him, because I'm going to tell you right now, 100% of Case Keenum would have been better than 65% of Baker Mayfield. But here's what he did. Here's what he said yesterday on this podcast. Alex, can you play us a little piece?
Truly, honestly have no regrets of my time in Cleveland, of what I tried to give to that place.
Right.
And true Clevelanders and true Browns fans know that. And that's why I can walk away from the whole situation feeling like I did it.
And now do you feel like the way the office has handled it has been disrespectful to you given where you came in and where they are now? And
I mean, yeah, the respect thing is like, that's all going to be like a personal opinion.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel disrespected 100% because I was told.
Yeah. He's the
organization is where they are now is when you got there. They're looking for a quarterback, found one, trying to steady the tide because you keep rocking the boat.
Dude, he is so utterly annoying. And for him to then go out and when somebody asked him, you know, where are you going to go next year? He says Seattle. Like, if I were the Seahawks right now, I'd be like, I don't want you here. All right, let me do this.
Right.
Let me say this. Everybody who's watching on television, we're back tomorrow. Peace out. Everybody who's with us on podcast, we're going to keep it rolling. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios here on Kaplan and Crew. All right, guys, a shortened show today because, again, I've kind of told everybody the story. Look, the Ducks paid money to 1090 to take the airwaves. It was the kind of money that the radio station, frankly, could not turn down. So we are off the radio. We were on YouTube. We're on television. We're on audio podcast, but not on radio. And at this point, not on TV. So fuck it. We can say whatever the fuck we want to say. How about that?
So you already fucking did.
Yeah, I did. What time are you going to the game tonight, Alex?
Can I say what time it is now and then what time I'm going to be there?
No, like just, yeah, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. I mean, everybody knows we record this.
Yeah, I'll be down there by 2:00, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm going with a buddy of mine who works for a brewing company, and they do this whole like pre-game opening day pub crawl. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
I may not even make it to the game.
I may come down to the game later. I'm going to get off ESPN tonight at 6:00. And then I'm going to maybe head down there. And if I got down there by 7, I'd probably get down there by like the 5th, 6th, 7th inning.
Depending if they have a game like yesterday, that game was the fastest game of all time. That game was over in 2 hours and 15 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
It was nice though. Yeah. I wish I would have won, but it was nice.
We kept referencing, you know, the Padres are playing right now. No, they're not.
Yeah.
They were done.
Game's over, dog.
Game's over, dude.
All right. Well, listen, we're back tomorrow with the full show.
Nope.
We're back.
Four segments on Friday.
Well, I mean, we're back tomorrow with our regular Friday show.
Yes.
So we're back tomorrow with our regular Friday show. We will be on the radio tomorrow. We'll be back on TV. We'll be on all these other platforms as well. I know that I did get some heat from some listeners who were like, dude, you're putting hockey on instead of Kaplan and Crew. Like, I'm not listening to any hockey. And I get it. I totally get it, dude. We used to put
hockey. You got the check. Who cares whether you listen to the hockey game?
Well, I know, but it's just one of these things where it's like, I feel for everybody. I mean, I understand, like, why
I don't
we
feel for everybody because we're still doing a show.
Right. We got the money.
It's not like back in the days when the Padres were 60 games under 500 and the Chargers were playing on Monday night and we were airing a Padres game. Like, that's when I felt bad for people because there was no show. Now it's like, there's still a show.
Right. And there's everybody has access to it. I mean, it's not like it was 3 years ago where you're like, the only way to get these guys is on radio. And then there was at one point, like the app, you could get us on like the 1090 app.
We'd go to 1700.
Right. Like, we'd find another alternative broadcast place. I mean, by now, if you want the show, you can get the show. You can get
it. Plus, catch up on the week. Go catch up. Go watch the other shows. Please.
And subscribe.
Subscribe and like and comment.
Like, share, subscribe. Yeah. And comment.
Let's go.
All right, listen, let's get out of here. We're back tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.